KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Yeah, the boys' basketball season in Iowa concluded on Friday with all of the championship games being played. And with that comes a flurry of all-conference honors. The Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its boys' all-conference selections for the 2017-18 season. There were three unanimous picks this year on the first team, including Parker Bating of Kemper Catholic, Shane Chamberlain of Harlan, and Nate Moore of Glenwood. All are seniors, all are guards. Moore helped to lead his team to a state championship over the weekend. Also making the first team, a couple of Atlantic Trojans, Austin Alexander, a senior guard, and Scott Leonard, a senior center. Both were first-team selections this year. They were joined by Andrew Bloom of Glenwood, Jake Carley of St. Albert, and Evan Jacobson of Creston. A little bit of an oddity this year. All eight members of the first team, seniors this season. Second-team selections include Chase Mullinix of Atlantic, a junior guard for the Trojans. He was joined by Sam Owen of Kemper Catholic, Tyler Blaha of St. Albert, Cole Jensen of Lewis Central, Josh Simmons of Lewis Central, Kylan Smallwood of Creston, Christian Stanislav of Glenwood, and Charlie Wiebers of Denison. Also, the Western Iowa Conference announced its girls and boys all-conference players over the weekend. On the girls' side, first-team selections include Kayla Chapman of Trainer, Madeline Deichler of Trainer, also Kenzie Kennard of Logan Magnolia, Kaya Rasmussen of IKM Manning, Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia, Lauren Shapcott of Underwood, and Connor Sudman of Trainer. All were first-team selections. Second-team picks include Carly Larson of Underwood, Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia, Shauna Wrighton of IKM Manning, Kinsey Scheffler of AHSTW, Delaney Edelman of Logan Magnolia, Brittany Beebe of Griswold, and Danielle Elliott of Tri-Center. Over on the boys' side, Western Iowa Conference All-Conference first-team selections include R.J. Harris of AHSTW, Dylan Fauble of Trainer, Jared Johnson of IKM Manning, Colby Morrison of Logan Magnolia, Luke Clausen of Trainer, Thomas Kahn of Underwood, and Jackson Nelson of Tri-Center. Among the second-team picks, Tate Colleen of Audubon, Jessup Lake of Logan Magnolia, Ben Sorensen of Tri-Center, Jake Martin of AHSTW, Jack Stogdill of Trainer, John Schwarty of Trainer, Jack Paulson of AHSTW, and Alex Lingle of IKM Manning. All were second-team picks. Well, speaking of picks, the picks were announced yesterday for the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Top-ranked Virginia received the first overall seed in the NCAA Men's Tourney, which begins with first-round games Tuesday in Dayton, Ohio. The Cavaliers have the number one seed in the South region after going 31-2 while winning the ACC regular season and tournament championships. Virginia will open up against UMBC on Friday. Cincinnati is the number two team in the South, followed by Tennessee and Arizona. The Volunteers are the only top four seed in the South to lose in the conference tournaments. The East is led by Villanova, the Big East champions and 2016 national champs. Second seed Purdue, third seed Texas Tech, and number four Wichita State failed to win their conference tourneys. Conversely, the Midwest region looks like the bracket of death, with number one seed Kansas opening up in Wichita. The number two seed is Duke, with Michigan State at number three and Auburn fourth. The Jayhawks, Blue Devils, and Spartans have combined for 39 Final Four appearances. Xavier's loss in the Big East semifinals didn't stop the Musketeers from landing the top seed in the West. ACC tournament finalist North Carolina is number two, Big Ten champion Michigan is third, and West Coast Conference winner Gonzaga is fourth. Providence received a number 10 seed in the West after its stunning run to the Big East finals. Other bubble teams to make the NCAA tournament are Arizona State, Oklahoma, and Syracuse. Notre Dame and Louisville were both left out of that 68-team field. Also, Southern California, Baylor, and St. Mary's failed to make this year's field. Cincinnati and a pair of unranked Wildcats were able to grab the last three automatic berths in the NCAA men's basketball tourney, capturing their conference tournaments on Sunday. Gary Clark's free throw with 4 seconds remaining allowed the eighth-ranked Bearcats to escape with a 56-55 win over number 25 Houston in the American Athletic Conference title game. The other automatic bids went to Kentucky and Davidson. As Kentucky won its fourth straight SEC tournament crown, 77-72 over number 13 Tennessee, Davidson is the Atlantic 10 tournament champ, beating 25th-ranked Rhode Island 58-57 in yesterday's action. Well, apparently it doesn't matter who is in the game for Drake. The result is the same. Nicole Miller, Sarah Ryan, and Maddie Dean, all reserves, each scored in double figures. And top-seeded Drake won its second straight Missouri Valley Conference tournament and NCAA tournament berth on Sunday with a 75-63 win over third-seeded Northern Iowa. Miller and Ryan scored 12 points each, and Dean and starter Becca Jonas added 10 as the Bulldogs won their 21st straight game, their seventh MVC tournament, and earned their 12th trip to the NCAA tourney. Dean was named the tournament MVP after hitting 10 of 21 from distance and averaging 17 points. She was joined on the all-tournament team by Ryan and Becca Hittner, the regular season MVP, who had 9 points and 6 rebounds in the championship game. So for the second straight year, Drake rolled through the regular season and the conference tournament without a loss, and then for good measure knocked off Northern Iowa in the title game. Though not with the dramatics of last year, it was a 74-69 overtime win last season, a little easier this season for the Bulldogs. In golf, Paul Casey got between Tiger Woods and his first PGA victory in 5 years. Casey fired a 6-under par 65 to close out a one-stroke win over Woods and Patrick Reed in the Valspar Championship at Innisbrook. Casey ran off 3 straight birdies early on the back nine to take the lead before closing with tough pars for a 10-under total. It's his first PGA victory since the 2009 Houston Open. He had to sit around for nearly an hour and a half, waiting for the rest of the field to finish. Woods charged up the record crowd with a birdie putt from just inside 45 feet on the 17th hole to get within one shot, but his long birdie attempt on 18 was 2 feet short. Patrick Reed squandered a chance to force a playoff when a long birdie putt rolled all the way back 45 feet back to his feet, and then he three-putted for bogey on the final hole. Well, Vijay Singh has earned his first PGA Tour Champions victory by taking the Toshiba Classic in California. Singh birdied the final hole for a 5-under 66 and an 11-under total, one shot ahead of Tommy Tolles, Tom Pernice Jr., and Scott McCarron. Kevin Harvick is looking like the early favorite to win NASCAR Monster Energy Cup Driving Championship this year. He earned his third consecutive Cup Series victory by holding off Kyle Busch for his record-extending ninth win at ISM Raceway near Phoenix. Harvick is the first driver to win 3 straight Cup races since Joey Logano did it back in 2015. Harvick took the lead with 22 laps left and got in front of Busch on the last series of pit stops on the Mile Oval. Chase Elliott finished third, followed by Denny Hamlin, pole sitter Martin Truex Jr. placing fourth. In baseball news, 2 people familiar with the deal tell the Associated Press that free agent ace Jake Arrieta and the Philadelphia Phillies have agreed to a 3-year deal. That package is worth a reported $75 million. The 32-year-old righty was among several top free agents that didn't get a deal for the 6 or 7 years that they were looking for in a changing free agent market. Arrieta won the 2015 National League Cy Young Award with the Cubs and helped them win the World Series the next season. He was 14-10 with a .353 earned run average last season. And in football news, star cornerback Richard Sherman has signed a 3-year deal with the San Francisco 49ers 2 days after he was released by the rival Seattle Seahawks. That deal is reportedly worth up to $39.15 million. Sherman played an integral role in the fierce NFC West rivalry between Seattle and San Francisco earlier this decade. With the Seahawks retooling their defense, he became expendable. And the New York Giants have formally cut veteran cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie after the two sides were unable to rework his contract. The 10-year pro was due to make $6.5 million in salary with a cap hit of $8.5 million. The 2017 season was a difficult one for the 31-year-old Cromartie, who didn't have an interception and was suspended for 1 game by then-coach Ben McAdoo for leaving practice without permission. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.